We have our brand new results from the latest youth asset report. And the assets, as a reminder, they're not financial assets as we think of. They are the building blocks and the characteristics that youth need in order to transition into adulthood successfully.
What are some of these assets that you're talking about?
Well, there's two big categories, external and internal. And internal are inherent with the young person, such as honesty and integrity and wanting to learn. And then the external, the community can help influence the external ones, such as community valuing youth mm-hmm. and a caring school climate and positive adult role models.
So this is a report that tabulates this. How do you put this information together?
We use Search Institute, which is founded over 50 years ago and has completed this research, and it's one of their surveys that we use. We work with the Marquette and Alger schools. They've been very gracious to allow us to do this. This is our eighth time. Search actually analyzes all the data, gives us a summary report, which we put into a very friendly report for the community to be able to easily read the results.
So the survey is then it's administered to kids in the school system, or is it adults? Who is the sample?
That's a good question. We sample 8th, 10th, and 12th graders every 2 years. And this year there were 1,774 youth that took the survey.
That's a good amount of people. It's a good amount of kids. Now, of course, part of this is bringing this out to the public, and you have a couple of events with this. What is the schedule with that?
We do. We are going to release the survey results in Alger County in Munising on Wednesday, April 10th at the Falling Rock Cafe, and Marquette County Friday, April 12th at the Peter White Public Library.
Amy, as you looked at this year's report, as information was tabulated, are there any key trends in there that you can mention at this time that you saw?
Absolutely. A couple of things that we notice. We always look at what are the most common assets and then what are the least common assets among all the youth. And interestingly enough, 4 out of the 5 most common assets, actually all of the most common assets, are internal to the youth, which is good news because it can be very difficult to develop internal assets since it's youth dependent.
And those are?
They are achievement and motivation. They want to do well in school, integrity, honesty, responsibility, and positive view of their personal future, which I find very exciting that youth are excited about their futures.
That's really key in there, because those things that you're describing, I think, are very key in a young person succeeding, finding something that they want to do with their life and being successful with it by following those assets of achievement, honesty, responsibility, you know, all those kinds of things. You're right. Mm-hmm. You can't really teach those if they're internally there. That's a good sign.
Right. Absolutely. Another positive, that not necessarily a positive, but I view to look at it as something that is a positive thing because we as a community can work on, is that 4 of the 5 least common assets are external. So all of us as community, as parents, as caring adults can help build these assets, such as valuing youth, seeing them as resources, getting them involved in our community, and providing creative activities for them to do.
So it sounds like there's some good positive messages with how the youth feel about themselves and their personal things, and a few things to work on for us around them to give them a good experience.
That's exactly right. Well, that's why we want to focus this year and in the next year as well, before we do the next survey, we really want to focus on gathering the community to help support these youth. And even though we survey 8th, 10th, and 12th grade, assets actually start developing in early childhood. And it's the same framework for early childhood as far as safety and security, caring adults, consistency. And so really, it's youth of any age, and anyone can be an asset builder.
Well, one of the key things with that is getting the information out to the public. And again, the dates and locations of the report release are when and where.
Yes, please join us. It is a free event, and we will have a wealth of information for people in Alger County. It's Wednesday, April 10th at Falling Rock Cafe in Munising from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. And in Marquette County, it is Friday, April 12th at the Peter White Public Library from 3 to 4:30.
And if people have any questions or want to find out more, what's your website address for them to check out what you guys are doing in general with the agency?
Absolutely. It's www.glcyd.org.